And now, Eliza Blue with your September postcard from the prairie.
One of our broody hens recently reappeared with a batch of babies. Now, as soon as I crack open the squeaky coop door, she toddles out with her sisters, a chirping caravan of chicks in tow. She leads them through the short, dry grass by the barn, then under the metal railing to the corral, where they can scratch at the dust and chase bugs. The babies are fast, but their mama is faster. She stabs through the brown armor of a giant grasshopper before he even sees her coming, and she throws him back to the chicks. All the while they peep, and she clucks, checking in with one another. "Are you okay? Are you still beside me?" she asks. "Yes, yes, Mama, we are right beside you," the babies reply. In the shade of a scrubby elm tree, the barn cat lays half hidden. He is sleek and sinewy with unblinking yellow eyes. He watches the chicks tumbling and shuffling, piling on top of one another, then scattering apart. He waits for one to fall behind, the tip of his long tail flicking like the flame of a candle. He leans forward. Any minute now. Wham! Mama Hen pecks him hard between his eyes before he even has a chance to pounce, and he turns and slides through the grass back to the barn. She unruffles her feathers and goes back to hunting and clucking. "Everyone okay?" she asks. "Yes, yes, Mama, we are okay," the babies say. To the south, I see the brown, black, and gold backs of the dairy herd grazing. After nearly a year apart, my Jersey cow Rita has been reunited with her daughter Ruthie, who is now an expectant mother herself. Every evening when I go to meet the herd with my bucket of grain, Rita tries to shoo the other cows and calves away, except for Ruthie, who has grown large and sturdy. Rita doesn't have milk for Ruthie anymore, but she still wants to see her baby get fed. Strapped into his backpack, my own baby makes a soft coo to get my attention and moves his lips like he is nursing. It's his way of reminding me it's been a while since he ate. He does this in his sleep sometimes too, then smiles so wide you can see the dimples he inherited from his daddy. His sweetest dreams are still about milk, for a little while longer anyway. Milk, grasshoppers, grain pellets, or a patch of sweet clover. We feed our babies, we watch them grow, then we watch as they go out into the big world to confront whatever comes next. If we are lucky, they will come back to visit and let us feed them again. And as they sit beside us, we will ask, "How are you? Are you okay?" And they will answer, "Yes, yes, Mama, we are okay."